Disgraceful and ungrateful, U.S. women's soccer team blasted for woke protests. By Kyle Morris on July 22, 2021. U.S. women's soccer, which suffered a brutal 3-0 loss to Sweden on Wednesday morning in their Tokyo Olympic opener, is facing backlash online after kneeling in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. Fox News host Laura Ingraham also reacted, calling the protest disgraceful and ungrateful. Disgraceful and ungrateful, Ingraham wrote. Always all about them, their woke brands are joke brands. I'm so happy they lost, The Daily Wire's Matt Walsh wrote in a tweet. I'm actively rooting against U.S. women's soccer. I want them to be humiliated and embarrassed, just as they humiliate and embarrass our country. Actor Kevin Sorbo also weighed in on the loss with a fun fact. Fun fact, yesterday the U.S. Olympic women's soccer team knelt for the national anthem and then proceeded to get shut out by Sweden in their worst loss in 50-plus years, Sorbo wrote. Robert O'Neill, the Navy SEAL credited with killing terrorist Osama bin Laden, also reacted to the loss, saying the team lost because they were boycotting goals. It's fine to protest, but the U.S. women's soccer team boycotting goals may have gone too far, O'Neill said, mocking the team for their loss after the protest. Former Trump campaign senior legal advisor Jenna Ellis slammed the team after the loss, saying she is ashamed those losers were allowed to represent America when clearly they are ashamed to be Americans. I'm fine with the U.S. women's soccer team losing, Ellis wrote in a tweet. I'm ashamed those losers like Campino were even allowed to represent America when clearly they are ashamed to be Americans. Stand for the flag or get off the field, Ellis added. U.S. women's soccer team is trying so hard to be woke that they forgot how to play the game, said activist Ryan Fournier. Every time the U.S. women's national soccer team loses a game, I will proudly play the U.S. national anthem and stand with my hand over my heart singing every word, said Act for America founder Brigitte Gabriel. Maybe less activism and more practice next time, commentator Lauren Chen wrote in a tweet. The Babylon Bee, a satirical site, also mocked the U.S. women's soccer team with a few headlines. Inspiring, U.S. women's soccer team to boycott scoring goals until racism is defeated, one headline read, with another reading, to improve Olympic chances, U.S. women's soccer team replaced by 15-year-old boys' team in wigs. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.